used to poke up the fire, clean up the place after, and carry out things, but we never let him taste the meal, poor boy.
Of course I remember poor Chef Falu. Now I understand why you prefer to have your operation at his wife's hospital.
She wasn't the victim of our childhood troublemaking.
Yes, but between husband and wife, you never know. Make sure you don't eat the food at that hospital in case Magic Girl decides to get revenge.
You're right. You never know. Next time, I think I'll change hospitals.
Nous avons partagé des souvenirs d'enfance avec ces deux amis. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Mam Penda allait à la chasse avec les deux amis. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le surnom de Dr. Falu était Doctor. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quels étaient les surnoms donnés à Modou et à Abdi? Mice Boy et Lizard Boy. 2. Qu'est-ce que Mam Penda apportait aux deux amis? Mam Penda apportait aux deux amis du poivre, du citron et des cubes Maggi. 3. Pourquoi Falu était-il surnommé Chef Falu? Parce qu'il leur faisait la cuisine. Modou et Abdi ont exprimé l'habitude dans le passé en utilisant l'expression « used to ». Par exemple,
« We used to cut up the poor little beast ».
Écoutez ces autres phrases avec « used to ».
Who used to be the champion? She used to bring us pepper. He used to poke up the fire.
À vous maintenant. What did you used to do when you were a child? Répétez et retenez la traduction française des animaux au menu des amis que nous avons entendu. Rat palmiste. Field mice. Lézard. Lizard. Escargot. Snails. Bon appétit! Nous avons entendu deux amis évoquer leurs souvenirs d'enfance. Vous avez montré que vous avez compris en disant vrai ou faux, true or false, et en répondant aux questions. Vous avez ensuite appris des noms d'animaux, de petits gibiers qu'ils chassaient. Vous savez maintenant comment exprimer une habitude dans le passé avec « used to ». Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Au cours de la leçon suivante de English USA, vous apprendrez à vous conformer à de simples ordres et à demander de simples renseignements. Aujourd'hui, la voiture de Martin Lerner a été volée. Il va en informer la police. Quelques expressions d'abord pour vous aider. Where's the police station? Où est le bureau de police? My car is missing. Ma voiture a disparu. Tell me where you live. Dites-moi où vous habitez. Give me your phone number. Donnez-moi votre numéro de téléphone. Show me your driver's license. Montrez-moi votre permis de conduire. Come here. Sit down. Venez ici. Asseyez-vous. Slow down. Doucement.
Hello. Hello, is this the police? Is this the police? Good. I'm Martin Lerner. My car is missing. missing. It is not here at the hotel. My car is not here. Come to the police station? Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Lerner. May I help you?
I'm going to the police.
About your car?
Yes.
The police station is on Johnson Street.
Where is Johnson Street?
Go straight ahead for three streets. That's Johnson Street. Turn left.
Tell me where you live, please.
I live at 1427 Grant Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
1427 Grant Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Give me your phone number.
410-555-6729.
Please show me your driver's license.
Here.
Okay. Tell me what happened.
I went to the garage to get my car.
Slow down. Now, begin again.
Écoutons encore quelques expressions utilisées par l'agent de police.
Tell me where you live. Give me your phone number. Show me your driver's license. Tell me what happened. Stop. Slow down. Begin again. Come here. Sit down.
Les expressions que vous venez d'entendre sont des ordres de l'agent de police. Elles commencent par un verbe qui exprime une action. Par exemple, tell me where you live. Dites-moi où vous habitez. Tell, c'est dire, to tell. Give me your phone number. Donnez-moi votre numéro de téléphone. To give, c'est donner. Et dans bien des situations, elles sont très importantes, ces actions, ces commandes. Par exemple, dans un bureau ou un commissariat de police.
Come here. Sit down. Look at the paper. Spell your name. Write your name. Give me your phone number. Tell me what happened. Come. Sit. Look. Spell. Write. Give. Tell.
Vous entendez ou vous lisez couramment ces indications dans la rue. Par exemple, stop. S-T-O-P. Arrêtez. Go. Allez. Go. G-O. Walk. Marcher. Walk. W-A-L-K. Cross. Traverser. Cross. C-R-O-S-S. Look out. Faites attention. Move along. Circuler.
Stop. Go. Walk. Cross. Look out. Move along.
C'est important d'apprendre ces mots. Écrivez-les et étudiez-les bien.
Stop. Go. Come. Stand. Sit. Walk. Turn. Look. Tell. Give. Show. Right.
Petite révision maintenant d'expression. Tell me where you live. Give me your telephone number. Please show me your driver's license. Come here. Sit down. Look at the paper. Des mots. Car, voiture. Home, maison ou logement. License, par exemple, driver's license, permis de conduire. Policewoman, une femme agent de police. Police station, commissariat de police. Stories, reportage. Hotel, hôtel. Radio, radio. Phone number, numéro de téléphone. Les adjectifs possessifs. My name. Les adjectifs possessifs. My name. Mon nom. Your name. Votre nom. Les pronoms. Me. Moi. Give me. Give me your phone number. Donnez-moi votre numéro de téléphone. Tell me your name. Dites-moi votre nom. Les verbes. Begin. Commencer. Cross, traverser. Go, aller. Look for, chercher. Open, ouvrir. Slow down, ralentir. Come, venir. Give, donner. Look, regarder. Wait, attendre. Read, lire. Show, montrer. Stop, arrêter. Turn, tourner. Sign, signer. Take, prendre. Walk, marcher. Les adjectifs tels que blue, bleu. Missing, missing, to miss, c'est le verbe manquer. Mais dans ce cas-là, il est utilisé comme un adjectif. My car is missing, missing, manquant. Écoutez maintenant Martin Lerner au commissariat de police. Quelquefois, il répond à une question verbalement. Quelquefois, il suit un ordre. Give me your keys, donnez-moi vos clés. Sign here, signez ici. Écoutez bien. Tell me the color of your car. Dites-moi la couleur de votre voiture. Tell me what kind of car. Dites-moi quelle sorte de voiture. I'm going to find your car. Je vais trouver votre voiture.
Okay, Mr. Lerner. Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm a reporter. I write stories for radio.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Baltimore. I'm going home.
I lived in Maryland. I studied at the University of Maryland. I study in Denver now.
Excuse me, Mr. Lerner. Read this.
Martin Lerner, 1427 Grant Street, Baltimore, Maryland. Telephone 410-555-6729.
Okay.
Yes.
Sign your name here and sign here.
Au cours de cette leçon, vous avez appris quelques expressions utiles pour fournir un renseignement voulu. Dans la prochaine leçon, vous verrez que Martin Lerner récupère sa voiture et continue son voyage à travers les États-Unis. À la prochaine fois. Goodbye.
baby.
Hello and welcome back to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph. You can find us on Facebook, Anglais Télé. I have a guest with me.
Je m'appelle Daniel. Bienvenue, Michelle, aussi.
Bienvenue, Daniel. Welcome to Anglais Télé. We're very happy to have you. We are looking at suffixes and prefixes. Prefixes first. So,
right.
These are the little letters that go before a word to change the meaning, or after a word in the case of suffix.
Right.
To change the meaning. So we had arrived at un. U-N, it's actually the letters U-N in front of a word, like unnatural.
Unused.
Unused. Unprepared.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You're in school and your teacher gives you a quick test.
Ooh.
And you're not ready for it. You're unprepared.
Absolutely. Right? And sometimes...
And the teacher won't like that and she'll give you a bad grade.
Oh, absolutely. So unprepared, that was a good one, right. Daniel. How about unconvincing?
How about unconventional?
Right. Well, let me go with unconvincing
and say,
Daniel, I'm really scared of the little cat in the corner. Am I convincing?
No.
I am not convincing.
No.
So I am unconvincing.
Now, if you want to say that, you say, oh, the cat in the corner tried to scratch me and meowed at me and hissed at me and... Then I believe you.
Yeah, that was convincing.
Yeah.
So unconvincing is the opposite. So un is kind of the opposite of it's not. It means it's not.
Right.
Whatever it is. Are you a natural on the air, Daniel?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is.
I'm not.
Right.
I'm not unnatural.
He's not unnatural. He is natural. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So there, we've understood the un, which means not. Okay. How about to re? To re means again. Re is like again, like repetition. Re.
Revisit.
To revisit. Oh yeah, I love revisiting.
It means look at something again.
Yeah, or to go visit a place again, something that we love, the place we love too. Or what about re-entering a room? Like you've entered it once, you've exited, and you re-enter. Yeah.
Right, you re-enter. Or a scientist might say, I've got this frog here, and I'm going to reanimate this frog.
Ooh, how's he going to do that?
He's going to put some electricity in the frog,
Ooh.
And the frog's going to... And the frog wasn't dead anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's the secret. Now, Dan's example was to reanimate. So, basically, anything with re is bringing it back.
Something back, yeah.
Or going again into something. So, a return of sorts. Okay, so how about a in front of word or an? So, like, asocial, you know, someone who really does not like social situations.
He's
asocial.
That person doesn't like being around people.
Right. So
doesn't like doing anything with people.
Right. And it's interesting that is a negative, the or an, like anesthetic. Something that's going to put you to sleep, basically, an.
Right.
Or an analgesic. There's another one that's medical where it also puts you, it numbs you. It just ends all pain.
Correct.
Do you have another example with an?
No. Let's see.
Yeah.
But you can use for titles to a movie.
A movie?
A trip, a plane, a flight.
Oh, yeah, but in this case, it's not attached to the word. It's
separate. Oh, right, it's a separate,
Yeah, because A in that place, in A, in that regard, is used as a...
A modifier
article,
for the... Yeah.
An article.
Yeah.
A movie, or an article.
Right.
But that's quite different
from... It's not a prefix.
Asocial.
Right.
Amoral. Apolitical. He's not political at all.
Right.
He's apolitical. So, yeah, it's hearing. You have to hear the context in which the word is used.
Right.
And understand that it means something that has nothing in it without something.